Time to check in with Francisco Sanchez, Harris County Office of Emergency Management. Good morning, Francisco. I'm guessing South Harris County is the hardest hit at this point.
Good morning. Yes, it is. Overnight, starting yesterday through this morning, has received, you know, a good 6 to 8 inches of rain in some of those areas, some as high as 8. And that is the total that was forecast for a 3-day period, and got that in the past several hours.
Well, we always seem to have these storm systems that want to stall over us, and this is certainly the case. What are the weather folks telling you about what to expect going forward?
Well, we're a little concerned because we are now doubling the number of inches that are expected before this is over. Initially, it was 4 to 6. We've already exceeded that. Now, what they're anticipating as it moves further into town, 5 to 8 inches widespread and 10 to 15 inches isolated. The concern with these, as you mentioned, is things that stall out. This one is moving at such a painfully slow pace. This is not even going to clear the area and be to the east of us where it needs to be until tomorrow. So today we're going to have to really watch the roadways. Those are the most dangerous areas right now, and we're going to have to keep a really close eye on the bayous, because where we get those higher inches of rain could be problematic. So right now, roadways are the most dangerous thing. We're going to see that through at least tomorrow, and bayous, keeping a close eye on those in case those become impacted.
Yeah, Francisco, southern part of the county, certainly some of the creeks are really bad. Clear Creek, things that feed into the bay where you've got storm surge blocking them. Hobby Airport in particular, they caught a lot of rain this morning. You expecting more of that? And do you have any information about situation down there around Hobby Airport this morning?
Yeah, so that we're really watching the southeast part, and then also parts like Meyerland that got hit hard last night, because now as that comes into the storm, starts to get a little closer to us, they're going to be hard hit again. So what we do see is that there's a lot of impacts, no reports of home flooding in those areas, but especially in the Clear Creek area, we need to watch that. As we get more rain, eventually that's going to need to go into Galveston Bay, but it can't do that right now because of water that's there. So that's an area of concern. And the area around Hobby, if you need to travel there, just know there are some serious road impacts. You know, Houston Transtar has more than 24 high water locations listed on their area freeways, but that does not include the smaller roads, the feeder roads, the roads you need to get to the airport or around town. So when you look at things like that, just be very cognizant that when you have that kind of roadway flooding that's on Houston Transtar, it also means that the roads leading up to that or in those neighborhoods are also impacted, and you don't want to risk getting stuck in those just because it's so widespread. It's going to take you, one, for your safety, but yeah, you know, to have to use convenience to get people not to do that, it'll be a while before you can get towed anywhere or move your car if you get flooded, because this is happening all over town. So stay put, at least. Let's see what happens over the next couple of hours. And that's the best thing you can do right now, is just stay off the roadway.
All right, Francisco, thank you for your time, sir. Francisco Sanchez, Harris County Office of Emergency Management. We remind you all the information you need is at ktrh.com.